Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I think we're learning a lot about ourselves, that we thrive on chaos, not consistency.
Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy.
Hail. That girl looks good.
Okay, we're back.
We're back, and this is a podcast you are going to be listening to on Thursday.
Friday.
Because
it's Tuesday.
Why is
and
it tomorrow's not Wednesday?
Thursday. It is. Technically, it's 7:11 on a Tuesday.
So it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I can't believe how the time's flying. I can't believe how it just felt like garbage day, and now tomorrow's garbage day again.
I think, you know, you have been like, sort of like a unicorn, just kind of like I picture you like bouncing in the fields and meadows with like sunshine and rainbows, and I'm kind of like, I'm watching you, and I'm like, huh. I'm happy for her, but... Huh, not, we're usually so on the same page, but not sure what's going on over there because we don't see each other. So then.
Yeah, it hit hard.
I got the call.
Yeah, that's it.
And I was like, yes.
I'm done.
That's like, so this isn't terrible. Okay. Yeah. No, it is, here's the thing. It's like grief. It's like a roller coaster. You're like, I'm great. Oh, I'm great again. When is this fucking over? And then you're like, I got this. Like, oh God, I love them.
It is so up and down.
Yes.
And the only thing is I know I must be feeling something because I've...
Whoa.
You know when I do that? I rip off the skin on the inside.
You build a hole in your thumb.
Yeah, I've done it forever, but it's like sometimes when I don't feel the stress, I know I obviously that part of my body feels it. But then it was so funny that this came up on my Facebook, but all I kept thinking of was Anne Frank during this time and how much better we have it
than
the people that endured that.
I know.
But, and also how great of a situation we have compared to others.
I mean, the only shitty thing is
you,
but you can feel as bad as you want because you don't have a comparative, like... Historically, this has never happened to us. This hasn't happened in a lifetime.
No.
For our people.
Right.
So we can compare it to people who were in really bad situations. But historically,
we weren't prepared for this as maybe some other decades were.
And not even like prepared and not even to the mass, like the world, and then the economics, and then just the sheer, then the abyss of not knowing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even a person doing this. This is like this crazy thing.
And that, you know, sometimes you just have these weird feelings. You're like, is this even real? Like, how could this be happening? Like, we're all in this together, but like, how come nobody's smart enough to stop this?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I know. You feel like your leaders are
like
a sham.
Elon Musk, doesn't he create the most...
Something.
Like, why isn't he like saving us?
Or we're Superman, really.
Right.
And Batman.
I mean,
and Superwoman.
There are genius people out there.
Dude, there's Doogie.
Where's Dukes? Dukes, where are you?
I will say, I've stopped watching the news. I've stopped thinking about when it's over. And...
Because it's over July 1st.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. If it's not, you are.
I'm over.
You expire July 1st.
That would be fine. Because by July 1st, I'll be done. I will be cooked. Turn me over. Send me out. I'm cooked.
You're just going to walk and be like, well, I'm done here.
Well, based on the way I felt this afternoon, I was like, I don't know if I can take this. Like...
Oh, you got real bad.
I was just so bored.
Oh.
Like, nothing on the TV. No, like, you know, all the things that I do when I'm bored, which is, like, there's so little parts of the day.
Yeah.
Cook, watch the Food Network.
Right.
Look at Pinterest recipes, mostly food related.
Yeah.
You know, go for a walk. All those things that would fill my bored time, I'm bored of those things now.
Yeah, because I think that previously we always were on the go with something, so we would fill our time with the boring things or the mundane things or the everyday things, so they felt really great, and then we would leave.
Yeah.
Because we were working moms on the road, so, like, those things felt a lot. And now, I mean, what did we do? We must have been the laziest race in the entire world. I mean, the human race, because what we're doing is, I mean... crazy. Like, crazy.
So, today we had a call with our touring agent and our touring manager. And we were talking about how, you know, to go and make up for money that will be lost from touring from 2020 and to also make money for 2021, they were like, would you be okay to go on tour longer, like you said you didn't want to do anymore, to recoup the money and then also make the money for 2021?
Fuck yeah.
We were like, hell yeah. Did you ask your husband or speak to your husband about it at all?
No. He's not my boss. Ask him. Asking him nothing.
Well.
And I'm speaking nothing. If I was like, I'm bringing home a paycheck, he would pack my bags and put them at the front door.
Okay.
What about yours?
Well, mine was just because at that time, you know, obviously completely supported, but there was some comments like being away this long, however we feel about it, it takes a toll on our family, not necessarily in a negative way, but we got to make sure that when you're doing this, it's really worth it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So today I'm sitting there and it's just me and him on the street. And I was like, just so you know, I just got off a call and we're going to be doing like longer stints again because we need to recoup the money. And I'm telling him this, and there's no kids around. It's dead silent on the road. And he looks at me and goes, sorry, I lost my job. I wasn't listening there for a minute.
Oh my God. I love it.
Pardon?
I love it.
He's like, I was thinking about this other thing. You told me what the other thing was. And I'm like, hilarious. I'm like, I can't believe you just said that to me.
That's
really
funny.
But I guess
really
he needed to know what I said and he wasn't listening.
Yeah, he knew it was important.
Yeah.
He was like, what? That means he probably usually is like, okay. And then
I said, how often do you do that? And he was like 98% of the time I listen.
When was this conversation that it was hard in the family?
Oh, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If I said I'm bringing home money, he'd be like, literally, he'd kick my ass out the door.
Yeah, no, I think at the end that's what he means, but he was just saying, like, as a family.
Very sweet, very mine's like, bye, I got this. What are you here for? Just go.
As a family, you know, especially with the kids having to do all the sports and everyone having to pitch in and yada yada, it's got to be worth it, but we feel the same way. And so now it's going to be worth it because we need to make the money.
I think that also,
and we need
realistically, we're gone for like 5 days of a month and then we're home every day.
I know.
So like, it's not like we're pink and we're going on a world tour for a year. I'm like, in hindsight, I'm like, most, I think people would be like, girls because they most people go to work and come home at 8 o'clock at nighttime and figure that shit out. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's such a privileged conversation to even be like, we're leaving for 5 days.
Yeah. No, it's just,
I totally get it.
Logistics of having four kids.
What? Totally. Yeah. Just though, like, realistically, it's, if we were going for a month, oh my God, it'll be a different conversation than.
So I was thinking for tour.
We need Uber drivers for kids. That needs to be a new business.
I know.
Like, you know what I mean? Bulletproof.
Yeah.
Like.
The robot cars.
Robot cars with a nice purse, like a grandma. Grandma cars.
Grandma cars,
Who's not crazy and not addicted to drugs.
And who can still see and isn't.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, hi, but they think it's like they wear a mask. So they think they're their grandma. You're like, hey.
Oh, that's not creepy.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, I just mean like, so it's like, hey, grandma's here.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously the marketing for our tour is off the rails. But now that things have changed, it's got to.
It feels like it's already off the rails right now. We got to go out to have fun now.
Yeah, no, it's going to be back on the rails if you think about it. But it's going to be so crazy. But I feel like the marketing and the advertising should have new, like, photographs and new work. You know, because it's like back to the fun, back to life, breaking out of jail, finally free, time to have fun.
We need confetti. I mean, I'm calling Maggie. I need confetti. I need donkeys. I need, like...
Definitely donkeys.
Everything. Yeah. I'm pulling out all the stops.
Can you sit on a donkey?
Yeah, for sure.
Can you ride a donkey as an adult?
Absolutely.
I think we should do photo shoot riding some donkeys.
I think so too.
Okay, we'll go to a farm.
Oh, we can get one brought in humanely.
Humanely, yeah.
On grass.
There's always donkeys at the apple farms.
Oh, exactly. Not
so
late.
So it'll be fall.
Yeah, and we'll just put them in your backyard. You know, and then the kids can go for rides after. And we'll pay the donkeys so they can retire happily.
That's
you know what I mean? Yeah, not the owners. This is for your donkey.
Yeah.
Buy them an upgrade in their stable.
Yeah. I think us on donkeys. Running away from the house on donkeys. Not too fast, you know.
In fancy outfits.
Just reasonably, yes, with high heels.
Pulling donkeys behind us.
I like it.
Me too.
We're the donkey moms.
No, we're just donkey riders.
Saddle up.
We have our first mastermind tonight, and basically that is a group of people that are joining us to talk all things business, and that is like how to grow your community, what does a community mean, what does a community look like, why is your Instagram and socials not translating to customers, why did we do it without putting $1 into it, and what was there a secret, and what was the success, and what was the method to the madness. And we are taking them through a 4-week course of self-analytics.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it's going to be the first time we've been, like, grown-ups.
Well, and also I feel like people always want to know. Like, people are like, I can't even imagine how you did this. So this mastermind is going to let them into the secrets that we don't always talk about. But, you know, one of the words is there's so many different things that that could describe, you know, why we've been successful, why we haven't died out, why we continue to grow. And as I was walking to your house this morning, I was thinking that what we've always been is completely reliable. Reliable, it's like a small word, but like, I'm so reliable to you. You're so reliable to me. We'll never cancel. We've never been late. We've never not showed up. The same goes for brands, social, and being reliable is something it's underestimated as a quality that you need to be good at.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound exciting.
Even for employees.
Absolutely.
When someone's unreliable, the trust goes away, and that translates to your social, that translates to your brand, that translates.
And a lot of people are not 100% reliable.
No.
And I would say that would have everything to do with even when we had our babies and we never stopped.
During
both of those pregnancies, that's being reliable. And that, and it's accountable and it's consistent.
Is that
and
taught?
That's what people like. I definitely feel like I got some of my reliability from my mom teaching me, like, don't be late, be ready, go there, you can't say no.
Why are people flaky?
I think people, I mean, I'm not sure if it's completely that you're born into it, but I would say for me, I was definitely taught it, that there's absolutely no excuses. You be there, you don't miss work unless you're, like, dead.
Okay.
A cold is not sick. You're not sick if you have a cold.
Okay.
You have to be throwing up. Why are people flaky?
Now, don't you walk out the fucking door if you got to run it. Can you imagine how much this is going to change?
I know. I think culture? A lot of people get away with being unreliable and they're really good at just making excuses and.
So crazy. We've had a few unreliable people in our lives and reliable doesn't always mean showing up. It's also the way you portray yourself, the way you show up to meetings, and I mean, like,
consistently reliable,
like in your personality, There's one person in particular who we wanted, like, he presented so normal.
Yeah.
And it just, it was, sweet, he was nice, a train wreck.
Yeah.
And
start
for
to finish.
No other reason than he was inconsistent,
yeah.
unreliable,
yeah.
and high maintenance.
Yeah.
Like, all three characteristics. Like, and you were just like.
And all those three things, by the way, whoever's listening, if you're a business owner or if you're an employer or an employee, those three things will kill you. Nobody
run.
Wants you around.
Well, run. We had someone on our team who had a nanny.
Yeah.
And that nanny always called in sick,
yeah.
was always like, just would show up, not show up, like not be there. And she'd call me, like, where are you? And she always had a good reason. Okay. Always had a good reason.
Right.
And I remember I'm like, the second time I was like, you need to fire her.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you need to fire her yesterday because mm-hmm. if someone is unreliable to you, they are going to be unreliable forever and ever. And they don't give a fuck about you or like, truly they might care about you, but they don't give a fuck about you.
No.
They care more about themselves than about you.
Yeah.
So fucking fire them.
Yeah.
If someone is unreliable in your life, get rid of them.
Yeah.
Goes right down to your relationship. Fire them.
Yeah.
Divorce them. Ditch them.
I think another good thing that both you and I did, and we had to, was getting your kids to start working and making their own money as soon as they can. I bet that's one other reason that you're really reliable, and I started young, because I wasn't going to get money anyway else, so I had to go to my job, and I didn't want to lose my job, because I didn't want to lose my money.
I will tell you, COVID, the cove, as I like to call it, my kids today... We would never have ever done this. Cleaned all their rooms,
yeah.
vacuumed, found them doing their laundry by themselves,
yeah.
folding it, which I didn't even ask to do. I was like this. I felt like I was in a Twilight Zone. Don't complain about tidying up, putting shit away, doing their own laundry. Honest.
I think that this is going
to
be
God.
Raising a different generation of kids.
I hope.
We kind of had the kids that were lazier. Like, we used to do all the chores.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Our kids didn't do it.
I feel like I would get to that later. Like, I'm like, oh, God, I'll teach
yes,
them.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Fine, fuck it.
Totally.
I'll do that. Like,
do
that, there's no time for that. And
now
I'm like.
Now they're being more like us.
Now
fewer
they're.
Kids.
Now they're being responsible
yeah.
children,
but
which
that's
they.
What I had to be.
And capable. Yes.
Teddy asks me all the time now that he's doing all these jobs. He's like, did you have to do this? And I was like, yes.
Like, Olivia cleaned the kitchen while we were doing live. And I was like, thank you. Like, I'm not even thank you anymore. It's just like an expectation.
And I think they're also trying to pass the time. And it's a job that passes the time. And then they feel like they've achieved and accomplished something. And they want to be a helpful part of the family all of a sudden.
That's a tip for you guys. If you are at home, right down to the 4-year-old who you saw her folded laundry on Instagram, step away and
let them do it.
Let them try. And they will get better and better and better. You have nothing else to do.
And there's no rush. That's another thing. So they can learn these things at their own time, at their own pace, which usually in our life, we don't have time to let them try and do it wrong.
It's a really huge positive for me. The cooking, the baking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know when else. I don't know what my kids would be had I not had this moment to. Like, I don't know I don't see when I would have gotten around to it.
I don't know.
What day?
I know.
Never.
There's not a day.
Like, I just would have thought that they would get those skills, hopefully.
And the other thing is that they're learning virtually is also teaching them more about technology.
Yep.
Which is something they're going to need.
Yeah.
And communication and digital communication with their friends and their family. Like, this is kind of, and if we're going to look at some positives here, this is the kick in the ass. A lot of kids need it.
I hope that you guys at home don't feel the pressure to step up and do more, do less and get them to do more. And we've preached that, but now I really see it and I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's
this
great.
Is,
yeah.
That is like major positive. And just how little we need, which is so cheesy.
I know, but that is so true. The amount of like less money that you spend when
yeah.
you're not out there just shopping for shits and giggles.
Yeah. And how much time you can waste.
Oh my God.
We can waste so much time in a day doing,
I loved wasting that time with you going for lunch.
No, I mean, this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
I'm wasting the day. I'm like, that one's over. I feel like my year is a little bit like compromised
yeah.
in the fact that we had kind of not a great call with our team today when they were like, I don't know where. I was like, what? I don't know where this is all going to shake out.
Yeah.
But if the world is not back on tour
yeah.
in December,
yeah.
it's going to be a really scary place and we're fucked. And I was like this. Well, anyways, book that date for December. I'm like, book that for October, November, December. We'll be there. That we'll be on a stage.
It's like she was like, it was like, I totally understand what she was doing.
You see, I interrupted her totally because I was like, I'm done with this negative conversation. Did you hear that? I was like,
how long can she go on for?
I love her.
So, she was just, it was like she was a TV reporter.
Yes.
Reporting the news, like as if we didn't know what was happening in the world.
I literally was like, and we're done. Anyways, can we book? I literally was like, that's great. Now, can we book those dates? She was talking about the world being over. I'm like, book that. You know what? Let's start in Canada because I'm feeling good about Canada.
What is happening here? I don't need this. I watch the news. I know.
We were like silent for like 30. I looked at my clock and I'm like,
I was just walking for a home to your house, and that's when I had a text. I'm like, is she reading this?
Yeah, and then I was like, fucking over. Book that shit. And then she was like, okay, we'll book it. And I was like, better. Okay, so the world isn't over. Like,
do you think they told her to say all that?
Yeah, I think she's trying to set it. So basically what we're talking about is our tour is, they're trying to figure it out, and the touring industry. World is very scary right now because basically the big guns in the stadiums dictate all the little people like us, and the sports schedule dictate them, and it goes on. It's a domino effect, and everyone's pulling out and afraid and scared. And
rebook dates and all of that.
Pull out. I can't say pull out without.
But you know, I just have a question. But the great thing was after all that doomsday, she said we had two good things going for us. And I remember the one was that we perform in casinos, and casinos will need people in them. What was the second thing?
Our demographic that moms are like going to be looking for a good time. Yeah, and it's like, you know what, at this point we will be going to get ready, getting ready to go out of the house. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's,
and put on clothes.
Yeah. They're going to get a vaccine or they're going to get something very soon. And then we'll be out the house and we won't be, you know, and then something else will come and someone will eat a snake or something and it'll be the next thing, but we'll be more prepared.
Curious? Like, what? Did the bat taste good?
Right, or was it a status symbol?
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I don't know. I'm learning something about that. I don't know.
I know. Like, why do they always want to eat all these, like, weird food? Like, what is that about?
Or was it a date? And he's like, let's go for bat. I can
afford. Like, was it chewy?
Must have been raw. Let's eat raw bat. I mean, I'm making this up right now. This is all not facts. This is not.
Well, either way, it was a bat.
Maybe it's an aphrodisiac. I mean, fast like forward. If someone said, I'm going to crack open. There's
a bat?
An oyster, and it looks like a vagina, and then you're gonna put sauce on it.
In
the world,
the chain,
Carmen Sandiego.
No, what's the life chain? We're chain, like a chain, like
carnivores.
No, like the chain, like sorry, the world life chain, whatever. Who eats bats? Because they don't look like feel like a good thing to eat, like the wings. You know, like, but somebody has to eat bats.
I'm going
to
ask, how do you eat a bat?
The food chain.
How do you eat a bat?
Anyways, I hope those people really like that bat. And wait, but they know.
Bat soup. There's bat soup.
Oh, disgusting.
It's a delicacy in China. Oh maybe not. That's a rumor. It's more rare in China. It's actually unacceptable in Chinese culture. That's why it was in the wet market. Listen, guys, I can't fact check this. I'm just reading it off Google. So
let us know.
Indonesia, China.
It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of meat on a bat. That would be like eating a mouse.
I'm going to barf. Isn't it a mouse with wings?
It's like a mouse with wings.
The Chinese in Hubei love to eat bats and other wild animals. They often share their dishes on social networks. I'm going to show you and you're going to barf. I mean, to each their own. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, fish eggs. You know, caviar.
Oh, it could be fake. I don't know. I mean, this is fact checking. Well, I don't want to
ever eat a fucking bat.
I don't want to spread rumors. Eat, okay? You know?
Eat what you're supposed to eat, people.
I mean, that could be what they do eat. Cats eat mice.
Yeah, but we're not supposed to eat bats.
Says who?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? You get food poisoning from...
chicken?
Yep.
But no one ever has.
Yes.
Come on, salmonella?
Oh my God.
Never.
Yeah.
Have you ever known someone to get salmonella?
Yes.
Who?
Many.
What happened?
Well, actually, don't. It's a bad story. It was a little child and she died.
Okay. But they talk about salmonella all the time. I've never known
you
someone.
You barf. You get it from romaine lettuce. I mean, listen, at this point, it's freaking granola bars all the way.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more.
One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Anywho, I'm really excited for this mastermind tonight, and it feels like it's going to be like a business talk. And you know, I think that as we roll through this new time in life, and we go up and down every single day, and I've got nothing for you.
No, you were buying yourself time.
No, I just
started talking slow and swaying.
I think everything's horseshit. I do. I feel like the internet is torn. I feel like people are either motivational or depressed. I feel like there's not much in between.
Either fat or skinny.
Then you can't call people fat, because then it's like you should be okay just the way you are, and it's a pandemic, and go easy on yourself. And then there are people like, this is the time to find yourself and change your life. And I'm over here.
Can I ask you something honestly though about belly fat?
Oh, sure.
Because I'm serious about this. I've heard, and I think I know, that if you have excess belly fat, then it's for a woman, it's really bad for your heart.
You have liquor fat.
Excuse me?
Yeah, if you stop drinking,
yeah,
it would be gone.
No. Stop.
I'm not.
No, but I'm saying, why do people think it's okay to be overweight with belly fat, and just it's okay to be that way?
Because some people's bodies are just different.
Just made
so some people gain weight in their belly area.
So some people, but that's not good.
If their whole body is
if their whole body
proportionate,
is
okay. That's fine.
But if you're just carrying around body fat and the rest of your body.
Often men have a beer belly. That's why it's called a beer belly. That is cardiovascularly very bad for you.
Okay.
So women who are normal everywhere and then have
belly fat. Okay.
Are very.
That's dangerous.
That's dangerous. Yeah.
Okay.
But if you are overall just like.
Yeah.
Help, like larger bones.
Yeah,
fine.
But if you have belly fat and you're not fat all over, you should probably try to lose that.
It's weird they don't call women with beer bellies, but men get beer bellies. How
what do
cute.
We call them?
They just call women lard, like nothing nice.
Fat stomach.
Yeah, just like look at that. You know what I mean?
Well, beer bellies are pretty outrageous. How they're so hard.
But they're acceptable.
Oh, God, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's why everyone's like, you got a beer belly.
Oh, beer bellies are gross. They're so hard.
Yeah.
What is inside
of
them?
Oh, my God, you never saw this Dr. Phil or something. Or Dr. Oz. Maybe it was Dr. Oz. Probably Dr. Oz. How long has he been around for? It's the yellow.
That's so gross. I did see it.
It's hard. He takes it out and he's like, look at this.
So that's what a beer belly is?
It's alcohol. It's alcohol and like whatever, the fats, the bad fats.
Like, yeah, bad fats.
There is certain facts, like, this is not factual. I just think I've known this from Oprah or Dr. Oz or somebody, so stick with me. But certain foods will put on weight.
Yeah, in different places.
That sounds wrong.
Yeah.
I think
how come
alcohol will go to your stomach.
People who drink a lot of alcohol are skinny and have flat stomachs. Oh, I've done my research. What's that?
Not many. That's why a lot of the stars don't drink. They smoke marijuana.
No, but there's a lot of really skinny alcoholics out there. But I guess they don't
eat. They don't eat and they're unhealthy. You don't want to be. No, this is not a good
point. I'm not saying I want to
be.
Okay, good. I'm just saying, you know, those people are like, oh, they drink so much and then they're skinny. It's like in high school when there was this one girl, she was so thin and she drank like 6 Coca-Colas a day.
High school, babe. High school.
She's still skinny. I wonder if she still drinks them. I saw her on Facebook.
High school.
Coca-Cola. You know what sugar is in that thing?
I mean,
I guess some people just have crazy metabolisms.
Yeah, a lot of people have crazy metabolisms, and I mean, some don't. But just this COVID thing, you're either you're just wandering in the field in a big empty area, trying to find your way, and you don't know which way the light is. You know,
you don't.
Some days it's dark and rainy, and some days there's flowers growing. I mean, it's like a giant field. Some days there's tigers in them, and some days there's bunnies. You know what? I mean, you never know.
There are people dying, and therefore I built a garden. A fresh garden to grow. Your mom would be proud of me.
Sorry.
Because I'm growing a garden.
There's people dying. Yes. And so I'm growing a garden.
I'm growing sprouts.
That's very... So, it's oh, full circle.
Forms. New life forms.
Got it. So you're... Got it.
Yes.
Okay, got it. So you're looking...
Don't
you're
you
look,
think
this
your mom
is,
would be proud?
This is your light.
Your mom should do this too.
Oh, God.
It's
my
a great
mother.
Hobby.
My mother sent me an email, okay? Because
oh,
she does
shit.
Not leave the condo.
Oh,
she watches
shit.
The news 24/7. And, I mean, she is rightfully cautious.
Yes.
She's rightfully so
yes.
cautious and nervous. I don't have time to be cautious or nervous other than because I don't leave my house. So I'm like, I'm in this bubble of my world. So I can't even watch the news because I have kids around me all the time. But she writes an email to all of us. And she's like, if I die, this is what I'm going to do. This is where I want to get buried. This is how much money I have left. This is this is my power. I told you this, didn't I?
No, I didn't know you had all those details.
This is my power of attorney. Oh, it's like the longest email ever. This is the banker that I used to go to.
Yep.
This is how much. I didn't even read it. I didn't even read it.
Oh,
and
my God.
So her brother writes back, who's younger than her. He's like in his 50s. And he's like, is everything okay?
She's like, I haven't left my condo.
And I go, Mom, just so you know. If you die, I'm not reading this. I'm just throwing you an epic party.
Yeah.
No one gets anything. It goes to the party. There is going to be a martini bar. There's going to be strippers.
So
and there's going to be...
What'd she say?
And I'm like a gin and tonic station. She was like, she giggled.
Does she like that?
I mean...
Does she want that?
I told her there's going to be strippers, probably.
Well, let's reconfirm with that and let's start planning. No, just kidding. But you know, this could be bad advice and all wrong. I'm sure it is. But Mom's like, why can't she come move in here with you? Now.
I told her she could.
Oh, she doesn't want to.
I mean, my husband still is an essential worker, so he's out of the house
oh,
every
right.
single day.
Right, right.
It's not...
Oh, okay. Got
well,
it.
No. So the thing is, technically he goes to an office where no one's there. Like, there's literally 8 people in 100, and they don't even go... They don't even cohabitate.
Yeah.
They don't even see each other. But he's like, you probably go more places than me when you go on a walk. Like, he doesn't even walk outside,
right?
You know?
I know.
So I just said to him, I was like, well... I mean, I have to go for walks.
Yes.
And my mom isn't even going for a walk. So
no.
I think she's just too scared to even.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in here. I get
she's like, I'm not going to die for this.
She does the thing about the groceries and she puts it in. Sorry, my dog's coming. This is weird. oh, God, this
hey,
dog. Where she puts the groceries out on the. Doesn't touch them for 3 days. She puts them on the balcony.
Oh, okay.
My brother also took off all his clothes after he went to the grocery store, even his
okay.
socks, and left
all
them
right.
in the back door. People are very...
No, and you know what? When I listen to the news and they give you exactly what you should do, you should be doing that kind of stuff. So
what?
Like showering and stuff when you come
after
out.
You go outside from a walk?
I don't think a walk, but a grocery store, I guess.
Shit, I went last weekend and I couldn't... I had to go. What? I...
You know, the crazy thing
with
is...
With lives in your hair?
I don't
is
know.
Is it like lice?
I don't think so.
Just, I don't know. It's too much information. People were flying on planes and it was
and
like...
You know what the hardest part is that like we
stop,
know somebody
go.
Who has been in self-isolation for 3 weeks, washes all of her groceries and is so careful and she just fucking got it.
I know.
Like, how worth it? I don't know. At least now she won't be able to spread to anyone else. But anyways, it just needs to be over. And I actually think that it seems to me like, I mean, I'm in Canada. I mean, I see videos of New York. I feel like people are doing a good job.
Okay.
Like
I don't watch anything.
Well, I walk down I go for long walks. Nobody comes anywhere near each other. And
oh, I see that too. Yeah.
And that's like everybody.
Yeah.
Like nobody's not doing that.
Okay.
So.
Where is it? What's happening?
Well, there's a little bit of good news.
Okay. What is it?
Like something, I can't remember, but I read it to my mom out loud and she was like, oh, that's good.
Okay, like the peak is...
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
They say that they're thinking that the first estimation of loss of lives in the United States, it will be less than that because of what everyone's doing.
Oh, good.
Why not give us a little good news, right?
You know what? And the kids are learning to... You know, my mom said she was alive for polio.
Oh.
So was yours, probably. like just born like around the time like they were alive and the, she remember she was young and she remembers pools were closed and she doesn't remember why.
How long
and,
did that last?
That last, she said, but it was all children. Like it attacked children.
And
I was like, well, if there is one saving grace
God
for me.
It's not children, yes. I mean, God, we know that young people can die from it, but it's not attacking children.
Thank God it's not a child virus. That's all I just keep saying to my, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's terrible, it's horrible.
That would be a million times more frightening for a parent with children.
Just horrific. All of us, you know what I mean? In this community especially. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, no gentlemen.
We are the world. We are your children.
What are we going to talk about, like, in a month from now?
I don't know. I mean, something juicy will happen. Lady Gaga just, I think her and somebody raised like $35 million or something crazy.
Pardon?
I could be getting that
for
wrong.
For COVID?
I think so.
Stop it.
You might have to Google Move that her. To be right, but I just saw it when I was leaving my house. So that's
wow.
pretty amazing.
And what's it going to do?
I guess I would assume they're putting it into the research, but I don't know where they're putting it.
You know what I hope? That they also put it into helping families get their feet back.
Our government, right, as of today, is giving every child under the age of 12 $200 and everyone with special needs $250. It's a one-time thing. It's not that much money, but it's better than nothing.
Better than nothing, my friends. You can buy a Chromebook with that or an Apple.
And that's exactly
you know what I mean? Like you can buy
the kids during this time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
So here's what we're going to do. We are going to go to our mastermind.
Very
and
exciting.
We are going to have conversations over there about the brands. And honestly, we're kind of handcuffed with how much more we can do. Although, don't put it past us to think of more ideas. Mm-hmm. But if you're sitting there and you've got a business, I think we keep reiterating it. I think that wherever you are, if you're not even creating or thinking about your business, you're doing the best you can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that you don't have to be doing anything right now. But if you are sitting there being like, God, I wish I could do something, then you should do something. But if you are like, if you're maxed out and capped out, then that's okay.
That's okay. Like, but if you, and by the way, this masterminding is happening for all of April, but come May, we'll be starting all over again with a new crew of people. And then also working with these people to dive deep into some other topics that they're interested in for their business. So at catandad.ca, you can go and you can join this mastermind.
I wish we could go back to Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
And see her perspective on, because I feel like everyone in that moment was all like every all the messaging for everybody was like, go live your life and do get out there and be present and don't like, it's like there was like a crushing amount of people, not crushing, an abundance of people who were like, go run the, it was like actionable. Everyone was like, get out, like, come on. And now it's like, and now what would they say?
I know.
Come on now. Wake up and get out of bed. Go to bed.
I know. I saw her recommending a book today, and so I told my mom what the book was and told my mom to buy it and read it.
What was it?
I can't remember what it's called, but it's about a family with 12 children. Six of them have schizophrenia, and it's a true story.
Oh.
Six boys have schizophrenia, and how right now in this life, how people like live behind closed doors and don't tell their secrets, but back then having six boys with schizophrenia living in the same house.
I didn't know Selena Gomez had bipolar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah,
knew
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I knew
yeah.
Demi Lovato did.
Yeah.
I didn't know Selena Gomez did, too. She just came out in April. She just came out with that. With Miley Cyrus, and I was like, "Wow, that's a big thing to talk about." Like,
and does Justin Bieber have Lyme disease?
Yep, I know. And another Kennedy just died. That's crazy.
It was a woman, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that there's whole theories about that. You know what I mean? I've never heard them or listened to them or know them, but I know everyone talks about
the cursed family.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, the devastating things happened to them. But then again, you know, we never get the opportunity to be in a private plane. They were in a small private plane. Like,
she was in a canoe.
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen to a Kennedy. Like, out of nowhere.
And a canoe. Her son.
They have crazy.
In a canoe.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
How do you just die in a canoe?
I don't know.
Like, you obviously know how to swim.
Oh, that's got to be a podcast. Like,
I'm sure there's a Kennedy podcast.
I mean, it's terrible and it's horrific, but when I saw her last episode, like, and it was a Kennedy, I'm like, this is not real. I was like, no way, because there's always something
I know. It's crazy.
And Bruce Willis and Demi Moore are living, they're COVID-ing together.
That's cute.
Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't she just come out with a whole book about him?
Oh, I want to read that book.
Yes, and Jessica Simpson. We should
yes,
do that.
Those yes, those two books.
I know, but we have to sit and read.
Well, that will be hard.
I know, but our book you could read.
Oh, our book
is so fast.
Easy and good. You know, but maybe during some...
Audiobooks?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Like on your walks?
Ooh, yeah.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah.
That's something to look forward to.
And then we can all discuss.
Yes.
I know.
Like a book club.
I know. And it's
but
funny...
But only for... Juicy books.
It's weird they get to say whatever they want.
I know.
But we wouldn't, but we're lawyered up and can't say anything.
I guess because they're rich enough to fight. That's what I always say. They're rich enough to fight the fight in law and we aren't.
Really?
Yeah, because.
Who's getting sued right now? Someone's getting major sued right now.
For what? Oh, Tiffany Haddish.
Right.
Multiple times for things she said in her book, but I guess she can afford it. We couldn't afford to fight. So that's why we can't do it. If we
we don't have that much juicy to talk about.
No, but there is one thing we'd love to talk about. But if we talked about it, we'd have to be prepared to go to court with that person.
I know. You know what's going to be fun about the mastermind is that it's only business focused. And I think you and I toe the line on this podcast because we know we have entrepreneurs and I know we have moms and it's like entertainment based, but it's also entrepreneur based and mom based. But we get to go and like actually be one role.
Mm.
Like, we're often not one role.
Mm-mm.
We're often many roles.
Yes.
Can we pull it off of one role?
I'm sure we can. I mean, I think what we love about our personality is that we get to be lots of things.
Right.
That's something that most people don't get to be. A lawyer has to be a lawyer.
Shit.
A doctor has to be a doctor. A teacher has to be a teacher. We get to be
all
over the place.
I wonder if any people are going to come out of here and their life won't be that much different when they're home every day, all day, other than they can't go to the grocery store. And they will say, my life didn't change that much. And I want my life to change. I wonder if there's going to be any life-changing...
Oh, God, I bet there's going to be so many.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Like, really life-changing. Like, where you're like... You know, I think of some people who are working every day at home, and they used to go to an office, but they're still doing the same job.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come home, and they eat dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then the weekends, they...
Yeah, no, I think some people's lives won't change that much.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And is that when everyone else is like, oh my God, and they're like, but this is my life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of sucks to be the ones that don't get to change.
It's kind of like, this was my everyday, and
yeah.
now I got like...
Yeah, like it's not, like this is like such a tragedy for so many, but it's exactly the same for me.
Right.
It's boring.
I'm just playing hair extensions.
Oh, God, that's...
I'm just like, I wonder if... Or stay-at-home moms. This is not much... This would have been our life no matter what.
Well, stay-at-home moms with not school-aged children.
Right, but even summertime, we would have had them. And you like, this is, we're not even in, we do this all summer, and we're not even in summer yet. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, this isn't that far, although we have more movement.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's what's huge. I know. Sometimes I think to myself, what is so bad? What is so hard for me when I had that moment this afternoon? And I was like, I think it's social boredom. Like, I mean, I usually only talk to you. I mean, I think it's honestly just.
So for me, it's the rules. Yeah. I feel like it's a, I feel like I don't like the rules of being like, you can't go, like, I don't like that we walk outside and my kids are like, they're not 6 feet apart. Mm. And I'm like, but maybe they're a family. And they're like, okay, I want to be free.
I also miss, like, even though, like, those TV shows are doing them remotely, the entertainment for me isn't as high. It truly, I mean, it goes to show that them having studios.
Is huge.
Being in person really does. There is something about television.
Okay. Well, that's huge. Maybe it's people, right? People need a television, you know? That's really interesting.
When I watched Ellen today and she was going from her house, it wasn't the same.
Yeah. I get it.
It's not the music. It's not the lighting. Yep. It's not the live crowd. It really makes a difference. So I miss that. I miss news just being the same. I like to hear new news. Yes, entertainment is, everything's just at a standstill.
Yeah, I do like going for walks and getting a coffee. Like, I like the coffee shop. I miss Jeff.
Yes,
Jeff. I miss, like, he's our baratista at Starbucks. And I'm like, hey, Jeff.
Yeah, okay, no, I don't know. All of that. Just like, I miss them. Into and people
neighbors.
Watching, and people watching.
Yeah, know, talking,
like,
to them.
And like, juicy God, nothing can happen. Right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah. I like running to my car and jumping in, rolling down the windows and running by people and popping into the grocery store.
You love, like, parallel parking with traffic.
You know what I mean? I love, like, going on an airplane and then being like, hey,
everywhere.
Pilot, can I sit on your face?
Okay. No. And you just don't know who you're going to see or what experiences could happen at any time. Everything's so predictable here.
Yeah, let's go. Can you guys be in this? Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're learning a lot about ourselves, that we thrive on chaos, not consistency.
And change.
And I bet some people are like, I love
that tickles both tickles. Me.
I will tell you, she's changed. She is a definite.
What?
She's definitely a positive in this COVID crisis because, she's a different focus. They're excited every moment we leave the house and come back. It's like they're so excited. They walk her. They feed her. They can't wait to sleep with her. It's crazy. Guys, if you want to check out more, we'll also be doing Late Night Live. And after talking to Tour today, we never realized how important it was. I was like, I actually texted Nat during the call, and I said, wow, if Late Night Live wasn't a thing before, it is a lifeline now.
Yeah.
You know, it was insane. So you can go to catnat.ca and find everything you need. Buy your tickets. Leave us questions. I think this is a great time to ask your questions. So either go over to Instagram and ask. You know what? Actually, don't do that. Go down right below and leave us a comment with a question on our podcast, and we're going to answer them. Let's dedicate Tuesday's podcast to your questions.
Okay.
So leave them down below and look forward to it on Tuesday.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Go fuck yourself.